The Genesis Communications Network is sponsored by the U.S. Money Reserve, your exclusive source for gold and silver precious metals. Visit them online at usmoneyreserve.com.
Good morning, gardeners. It's Sunday morning, and it's time for your favorite gardener and mine, Paul Parent. Now get yourself a cup of coffee and get out a notebook because it's time to solve your garden problems. To join the Paul Parent Garden Club, all you have to do is call this toll-free number, 1-855-660-4261. That's 1-855-660-4261. And now, your host, Paul Parent.
I see trees of green, red roses too. I see them bloom for me and you, and I think to myself, what a wonderful world.
Welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. The weather is surely crazy, isn't it? Where I live in Maine, we had 2 days of 70s this past week, dropped to 60s. And today and tonight, they're talking the possibility of an inch or two of snow. But maybe that'll be the last hurrah. But definitely get out in your garden. You can plant your peas. It doesn't matter if it snows on them. The ground is ready. Get them in. They'll absorb the moisture from the melting snow. The seed will swell and they'll begin to grow. So, you know, get out there before the snow does come. Work around the yard. If you have planters or whiskey barrels, now's the time to bring them back to life before you plant. And it can save you some time later. So if you've got any type of containers that you plant flowers, you don't have to replace the soil. I mean, does the farmer take all the soil out of his fields and bring in new ones? No, you just condition it. So get a bag of black gold garden compost. Put a couple of shovelfuls, blend it in. It will help to retain moisture. It's got all the micronutrients that are found in the compost. And it will make your garden container really look good. So if it's vegetables, the flowers, get some of the black gold garden compost. Don't throw the soil away. Condition it. Bring it back to life. And with the black gold compost, you can do that. Save yourself a ton of money. That's all I do. Compost and replant. Daniel, who's up next?
Next up, we've got Jeff from Cape Cod, and he's got a question about the organic fertilizer that Hollywood gives out.
Okay. Jeff, welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. How can we help you out today?
Good morning, Paul. Snowing like the like a bandit here on the Cape. But it's nice to see. Anyway, I hate to beat a dead horse, but on this Hollytone, I believe it takes, and please correct me if I'm wrong, it takes about 6 weeks for it to become active. So if I were to put it down every 6 weeks, does that mean that I'll have a continuous feed through the summer?
Oh, no, no. It Hollytone, because it's organic, will continuously feed your plants for 3 to 6 months once it gets activated. So what I do when I feed with it, I take a crowbar, I make a hole, wiggle it around, and go down about 6 to 12 inches. If it's for a shrub, I go down 6. If it's for a tree, I go down a foot. I put a half a handful in each hole, fill it full of dirt, and just go around till I've used the proper amount. The reason I like Hollytone, it's organic, so it will not burn. And you can buy a tree spike. You're paying a dollar or more for a single spike. And half of that spike is the bonding agent that holds it together so that you can drive it into the ground, and it's a chemical fertilizer. So you're paying a lot more money than you are for the Holytone or Plantone, and instead of lasting a month to 6 weeks, it's going to last 3 months in your garden. So if you put it down now, it's going to take care of April, May, and June. You do it again in July or August if you want flowering plants to get a second feed. Evergreen plants don't need to be fed again. But anything that blossoms, hydrangea, dogwoods, flowering crabs, flowering pear, if you could give them a second shot in the late summer, early fall, when they're making the buds, they're going to be able to make more because they'll have more nutrition available to them.
Well, good. Thank you. And if you have, like, my client has a bunch of rows of Sharon. And out of the ground, there are, you know, each one is, they're very established, so there might be five or six stems coming out of the ground, and they measure 8 inches across total. That doesn't mean I have to put 8 pounds on that one plant.
No, you wouldn't have to do that. How long have they been there?
They've been 20 years. They're huge.
Yeah. Are they healthy?
Oh, very healthy, yeah.
Okay. Have you ever cut them back?
Oh, I cut them back every fall.
Okay.
So about 6 feet. And then they'll grow another 3 feet every summer, hitting about 9 feet with beautiful flowers. And every fall, I cut them back to 6 feet. And it just works great.
Yeah. I think if you just, are they in like a mulch bed?
Oh, yes. Yes.
Okay. What I would do is... count how many plants you have and figure 2 or 3 pounds per plant and just walk, open up the bag, hold it in your arm, and scatter it underneath the canopy of the tree like you're spreading rock salt on ice. And just disperse the fertilizer so that every time it rains, it will drip down. Take a rake. Rake it into the mulch a little bit so that it's not visible and it's in contact with the mulch so that the microbes can attack it and begin to break it down slowly. You don't have to dig holes for well-established plants. Just let it trickle down with the rain and everything else.
Oh, great, great. Okay, super. That's kind of sort of what I've been doing, but I think I have to up... As they get bigger, I have to up the amount, so that's what I'll do.
Yeah, just broadcast it, scratch it in well. If you just let it sit on top of the ground, then it's not going to do its job properly. If it's covered with the mulch or soil, then the microbes can attack it, the rain can really work at it, and you're going to get much better results from it.
Super. Well, thank you, Paul. As usual, you have the answer. You are the man.
Thank you so much, and enjoy that snow. Hopefully, it's the last one.
We get an inch. It's good. Good for the good for the cheap fertilizer.
Exactly. Thank you, sir. Have a great weekend. Bye-bye. Daniel, who's up next?
Next up, we've got Susan from Cape Cod, and she's got a question about replacing some soil.
Okay. Susan, welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. What are you going to be replacing, Susan?
Well, this might sound like I'm a very lazy gardener. However, each year when I start to replace my large pots that are on my deck and my patio, I somehow skimp a little bit and don't empty the entire planter out and replace it with good new soil and compost and so forth, and I leave quite a bit of it there and just replace sort of the top fourth. I wonder if that isn't really such a good idea.
I'll tell you what. In my backyard, I have 4-foot above-ground pool that we bought many years ago when President Bush lived and still does live in Kennebunk, because he used to bring foreign dignitaries to Kennebunk, and he would go to one of the beaches and he would shut it down. So it made it difficult to go to the beach on the hot days when one of the major beaches was shut down. So we bought a pool, we put it up, and we've had a lot of fun with it. And in the meantime, God, I just lost the track of what I was... I just lost the track of what I was talking about.
We were talking about the planters and replacing...
So we built like a wooden walkway to the pool, and then we ended up putting a little fish pond, and we built a deck up against the house. And what I do every year, I take a wheelbarrow, I shovel half the soil out of the container, put it in the wheelbarrow, I add some compost, I add some cow manure, I blend it all up, and I put it back in the container. So I don't replace the soil, I condition it with compost and manure. We spend a lot of time and money on our gardens. We have great intentions, and sometimes our expectations are not met. Our plants need to be fed regularly to grow and develop properly. If you're using a liquid plant food that must be reapplied every 2 weeks, will you remember to do it? No. That's why I use Dynamite, continuous feeding fertilizer that lasts for 9 months. Every time you water, the plant gets fed. Use Dynamite like the professional growers do. Dynamite.
If I had to eat nothing but rice for 3 months, I would not go without my Green Prince.
When I read Green Prince, I laugh so hard, tears stream down my face.
I love, love, love the magazine. I really can't be without Green Prince.
What is Green Prince? I'm Pat Stone, editor of Green Prince, the award-winning best small garden magazine in the country. Green Prince is the one and only Weeder's Digest. Only Green Prince shares the humor and heart of gardening in wonderful stories and beautiful art. It's the personal garden magazine and the best gardener's holiday gift. Green Prince is so unique, it's hard to sum up in an ad. Check us out at greenprince.com. That's greenprince.com. Like thumbprints, only green. Mention Paul Parent in the comment box when you subscribe, and I'll give you an extra free issue.
When I stumbled in the driveway, my nose stuck in your magazine, I knew that I too was hooked.
If mice, chipmunks, and squirrels are getting into your tool shed, camper, trailer, or storage unit, then drive them out with Mouse Magic. Mouse Magic from Vonide is not a poison and will not hurt your pets or children. It's a patented bag filled with a strong peppermint and spearmint fragrance. Rodents cannot tolerate the smell. They will move out and keep out for 30 days. Use Mouse Magic now, and they will find another place to live for the winter. That's Mouse Magic from Vonide.
I'm Nick Sobolewski, a SelectQuote agent with a true story that could save you hundreds of dollars a year. A woman named Linda just called. Her husband, Ray, has a $300,000 group life insurance policy, but is changing jobs and can't take it with him. Well, I impartially shopped the highly rated term life insurance companies we represent and found Ray, who is 41 and takes medication to control his cholesterol, a 10-year, $500,000 policy for under $26 a month. That's almost twice the coverage for less than half of what he had paid. If SelectQuote hasn't shopped for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 1-800-403-4885. That's 1-800-403-4885. 1-800-403-4885. Or go to SelectQuote.com. We shop, you save. Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price could vary depending on your health issue and company and other factors. Not available in all states.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
This is a healthcare alert from the Pain Relief Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You don't have to suffer any longer. You can immediately qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you by calling our 24/7 Pain Relief Hotline at 866-389-0620. Delivery is free and all paperwork is handled for you. If you are on Medicare and have knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain, don't wait. You can qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost by calling our 24/7 pain hotline now at 866-389-0620. Our representatives are standing by 24/7 to take your call and rush you your pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you. Shipping is free and all paperwork is handled for you. Just call 866-389-0620. That's 866-389-0620. Again, 866-389-0620.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral! Don't pick on the IRS alone! I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill sometimes! I can even get it zeroed out completely!
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral!
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
Welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. Daniel, who's up next?
Next up, we've got Jeff from Cape Cod, and he's got a question about foundation planting.
Okay, Jeff, welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club.
Good morning, Paul. I love you.
Morning. Thank you.
Great show. We recently replaced the foundation on the house, and I need to put some foundation plantings. The front of the house faces west. It's about 12 feet, and the side is facing south about 19 feet. And I was thinking like spirea, maybe PJM rhododendron, and I was intrigued by the vanilla strawberry hydrangea you mentioned earlier in the show.
Mm-hmm.
And I was just wondering what you would suggest, if anything, that you could help me with that.
Okay.
Yeah.
First thing is, how high off the ground are your windows?
They're probably about 4 feet. The bottom of the window, probably about 4 feet.
Okay. So you don't want a plant that's going to get any taller than 4 feet so that you don't lose your view looking outside.
Mm-hmm.
Okay?
Okay.
PJMs are a wonderful early blooming rhododendron. It's a small leaf like an azalea. And the blossoms are like an azalea, and they're much hardier than your traditional azalea. Plus, the azaleas lose most of their leaves during the winter. So you've got a nice green, deep, deep green plant, that's very, very hardy. And the days of just purple are gone. You can buy a pink PJM, you can buy a white PJM, the purple or the lavender, so that you can decide on what color
mm-hmm.
that you want. And again, when it gets done blooming, once it starts to get too high, as soon as it finishes blooming, but before the new growth starts, prune it, and then you can control the height of your plant. So, but you don't want everything to bloom all at once.
No.
So the spirea is a wonderful plant. And the spirea family, now we're not talking the spring blooming one that's white. We're talking the summer flowering ones. and they're in pink, lavender, and white. They grow about 2.5 feet tall, 3 feet wide. And if you prune them, when they finish blossoming, they'll make a whole bunch of new growth, and it will flower again, and it will even flower a third time. Now, you live on Cape Cod. You've got to have...
This house is actually in the Boston area. So it's,
okay. Okay. So if you did spirea, if you did PJM, 4-hydrangea, this vanilla strawberry is wonderful. I have three of them. I actually bought last year a vanilla strawberry tree, which is a single stem, spreads out about 4 to 5 feet wide, and the top of the plant is probably 4 to 5 feet of branches. So it's a small single stem, like a topiary.
Mm-hmm.
And I absolutely love it. But it's that you get white, pink, red, pink and white, pink and red combinations all at the same time, and it starts to bloom in July and goes right up until frost.
Would that be good for the south side, the southern exposure of the house?
Yes.
Right up
again? Yep.
Now, how far should the plants generally be speaking away from the foundation, the center of the plant?
The center of the plant should be about 3 feet away.
3 feet, okay.
Yeah, the reason is you want to get air circulation around the plant, and when the air can move around it, less chance of diseases and insects getting into that particular area, because you've got air movement and the moisture will dry up off of the foliage.
Another plant I heard about, Skimmia, for the shade, like in the front facing the west. Would that be a good choice?
Skimmia is it's a great plant. It grows about 12 to 18 inches tall and will spread about 3 feet. So it's like a mushroom type shape, and you need one male for every three females. It's like the holly. It's in the same family.
Okay.
But Skimmia is a great plant, white flowers and red fruit.
A garden is a friend that you can visit at any time. Gardens require planning and cultivation, and they will yield beauty and joy. This winter, plan out your garden with the new Garden Journal. This is a 3-year journal that has space to record problems like insects, diseases, weather, and new plants. Record what you did to solve the problem and what you use. Also, space to list the plants that you want to try in your garden this year. Lots of graph paper and plant labels included. Go to www.paulparent.com to see the Garden Journal. They will make a great present for your family, friends, birthdays, new homes, or even for yourself. Go to www.paulparent.com and check it out. The cost is $29.95, shipped to you or a friend. I will also autograph it if you want. That's www.paulparent.com, the Garden Journal. It will tell you about last year's problems and help you to prevent them before they begin this year.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, enzymes and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com. Destroy harmful bacteria, allergens, bed bugs, dust mites, fleas in your home with the Ladybug Steam Vapor System. The Ladybug dies deep on surfaces without any toxic residue. Traditional control agents contain toxic chemicals which do more harm than good. Sanitize and disinfect using just water. Quick, fast, and surprisingly easy.
Find out more now by calling 800-997-6584. Ask for Randy. That's 800-997-6584. Or go to advap.com/GCN. That's advap.com/GCN.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
December 7th, 1941, a date which will live in infamy.
Remember Pearl Harbor. Now you can buy, for the first time ever, the 75th anniversary Pearl Harbor legal tender solid gold coin from the U.S. Money Reserve. Call 1-800-329-6700 right now or go online to usmoneyreserve.com. 1-800-329-6700.
Welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. If we can help you, the number to call is 855-660-4261. And if you're along the coast of Maine, if you're on the North Shore or along the South Shore and on Cape Cod, Rhode Island, parts of New York State, it's snowing. It's going to melt. It's only going to be a couple of inches, and in a few days, they'll all dissipate, and it will be a bygone memory. Look at it this way. It's free fertilizer. As it falls, it's picking up the nitrogen, putting it in the ground, and it's not going to hurt tulips, daffodils, crocuses. If you just planted pansies, don't worry about it. If your peas are up, don't worry about it. My garlic was up 6 inches 2 weeks ago, and we got 6 inches of snow totally covering them. The snow melted, and they're now 8 inches high. So don't worry about the snow. It's a temporary setback, a day for you to use, maybe to read a good gardening book, or call us. 855-660-4261. Daniel, who's up next?
Next up, we've got Jim from Massachusetts, and he's got a question about his boxwood.
Hey, Jim, good morning. Welcome to the Garden Club.
How are you?
Good. What's happening with your boxwood?
I think I've got a fungicide that's attacking my boxwood. It's a winter gem type boxwood.
Okay.
And
yep.
I just noticed after last winter, I started to see some damaging to the, and it's really evident this spring. So I was wondering, as a homeowner, is there anything I can do to try to eradicate, if it is such a thing, to help the boxwood?
Okay. What's happening to the leaf? Is the leaf curling or...
One part of the boxwood is like reddish or rust color.
Yep.
And it's some, you go over and touch them, and they're pretty dry, and they're falling off if you brush them with your hand.
Mm-hmm.
And one of them is really kind of wilted really badly. Looks almost like it's lost its leaves. But I was afraid to cut it out because it'll leave a kind of a hole in the hedge, you know, that I have.
Right, right. Did it make some new growth last year?
Yes.
It did. And all of it, the new growth that was made, the leaf was flat. It wasn't cupped or curled.
No.
Okay. What I would do, anything that's dead has to come out.
Okay.
So take your fingernail, scratch through the bark. If
okay.
it's green, it's going to come back to life. If it's brown or just kind of a tan color, then it's dead. And
okay.
clean out all of the dead stuff. Get some Holytone fertilizer. And
okay.
feed them on both sides of the hedge. And work it into the soil. You don't have to dig a hole. Just sprinkle some around each plant, a good handful or two. Work it into the soil, and the rain will wash it in. And keep an eye on the new growth. And make sure that that new growth is opening up flat. If it's cupping, look to see if there's like little pieces of white cotton in between the segments of leaves. And that's either mealybug or a type of aphid. And if you got a product called Tree and Shrub, you could mix it in a watering can, just water right over the plants with it, let it soak into the ground, and it will protect the plant from these sucking insects for an entire year.
Okay. Anything, when I feed it with the Holytone, I have a little bit of bark mulch around the hedge now.
Right.
Can I pull some of that bark mulch back and feed it that way, or can I just feed it right over the top of the bark mulch?
I would pull the bark mulch forward, sprinkle it around the plant, scratch it a little bit, and then recover it with the bark mulch.
Right.
And that way the microbes will be there to help the plant also.
Okay, Paul. Well, thank you very much for your help. I appreciate it.
Thank you. Anytime at all. Bye-bye.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
You're listening to the Paul Parent Garden Club, and I know that some of you are getting ready to plant a lawn. Well, Bonide has a brand new turf line. It's called DuraTurf Grass Seed, and they use only the best and the newest varieties of grass seed that you can find today, and they're always looking to improve the blends, and every year it gets better. They have a full sun, a sun and shade, and a dense shade mix, and you will have a beautiful looking lawn because it will help to repair it. A lot of the varieties are disease resistant, insect resistant, and it will even grow in poor or sandy type soils. And you'll get all these benefits by using the Bonide grass seeds. So when you plant a new lawn or you thicken an existing lawn, use the best. Use the Bonide lawn grass seed and their seed starter fertilizer to get it off to a good start. And it's made right here in the USA from the family of Bonide. And just go to your local nursery, garden center, hardware store. They have the products for you. Daniel, who's up next? Daniel? Okay. Okay. I don't know where you are, Daniel, but that's okay.
Hey, sorry about that.
Daniel, who's up next?
Yeah, next up we've got Bob from Cape Cod, and he's got a question about hydrangeas.
Okay. Bob, from beautiful Cape Cod, where it's always sunny, good morning.
Good morning, Paul, and right now we're getting a lot of that poor man's fertilizer. It looks like a lizard in my front yard. My wife and I, Lynn, we traveled with you to Alaska. We're from North Falmouth, and it's nice to talk with you again.
Thank you. That was a great trip.
What a fantastic trip. I still talk about it. Yesterday we were in a local grocery store and we bought a kind of leftover hydrangea plant. It's in a plastic pot. It's about 2 feet tall, probably a foot and a half or 2 feet wide, and it's light and it's kind of tired looking. So I was wondering a couple of things. Should I feed it in the pot, and then could you give me some planting tips possibly? It's called a hydrangea regula and it's a white color.
Okay. That hydrangea that you purchased is a florist hydrangea. And even on Cape Cod, I'm not sure how winter hardy it's going to be for you. So, you can do it two ways. First thing I would do, hydrangeas drink a ton of water, get it out of that pot, and put it in a pot at least 3 to 4 inches larger in size. So that way it's got room to grow.
Okay.
And then feed it. If you can get some dynamite will feed it slowly for up to 9 months. And anything that doesn't look good, I mean, when the flowers are done, cut off all of the dead blooms. And you could keep it on your porch, or on your patio, or on your deck, and enjoy the beautiful green foliage. And then in the fall, when the frost has hit it, take the hydrangea, pot and all, and put it in your garage. A non-heated garage, or a tool shed, or a crawl space, or in your basement, and give it a good drink. Put it in there where it's going to stay cold. And then in late January, bring it upstairs and put it in the sunny window with a little bit of fertilizer, and it will start to grow and come right back. Or you can chance it. And you can plant it because Cape Cod has a warmer climate than Boston does. And a lot warmer than in Maine. And you're a different zone. So there's a good chance in a sheltered area up against a building or up against a fence that it would survive and come back the following year.
Okay, so the first year in the pot and then after a year of strengthening, then put it in the ground.
Yes, and I would put it in the ground in the springtime.
Okay. Well, thank you very much.
I thank you, and you enjoy your winter wonderland.
We're anxious for spring.
I don't blame you. So am I. Bye-bye now. Well, I was in Florida visiting my son, and I went to visit the factory where they make dynamite. And when I got to the plant, many huge piles of composting and cow manure. And I started to talk to the owner, and I said, what's the difference between cow manure? And he said, you just asked the $1 million question. He said, I make a cow manure called Black Cow. And you can find it at Home Depot. And it's so different than anything else out there. He said, do you know that most cow manure that you buy has actually 10% cow manure? I said, 10%? And he said, 10%. The rest is the shavings from the ground, the sawdust from the ground, some sand and soil that they scraped up with it. But his Black Cow manure is 67% pure cow manure. and I opened up a bag. And I know sometimes you open up a bag of cow manure and it's just like clay. This was like potting soil. It's absolutely beautiful. So if you're at Home Depot and you see a bright yellow bag with a black cow on it, buy it. It's the best cow manure for your money. 6 times more cow manure for the same price. Daniel, who's up next?
Next up, we've got Donna from Massachusetts, and she's got a question about transplanting her hydrangea.
Donna, welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. What type of hydrangea did you want to transplant?
The lace ones.
The lace cap hydrangea?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
You could move that anytime now. As a matter of fact, if you can get it moved before the buds break and the new growth starts, it will become established a lot quicker because you've root pruned it, you've put it in its new home with a little bit of manure and compost, and there's no transplanting shock. So as soon as you can, move it.
Did your evergreens have brown leaves last spring? Did your roses and hydrangeas have a lot of dead branches and not many flowers? If so, you need to spray them with Wiltproof Anti-Desiccant this fall to keep the moisture in the plant and the plants healthy. Newly planted evergreens like azaleas, rhododendrons, and hollies especially need a little extra protection the first year. Keep the leaves green and the buds protected so when spring arrives, your garden will be beautiful. Use Wiltproof, the number one selling plant protectant this fall.
Do you need help to plan out your landscaping of your property? Not sure what to plant? Need some help with your garden, your lawn, privacy, a walkway, or even a patio? Call me at 207-985-6972 for a private property consultation. The cost is only $375. Together we will spend 3 hours working to improve your property. What a great Christmas present for your spouse or children. Call 207-985-6972 right now.
A garden is a friend that you can visit at any time. Gardens require planning and cultivation, and they will yield beauty and joy. This winter, plan out your garden with the new Garden Journal. This is a 3-year journal that has space to record problems like insects, diseases, weather, and new plants. Record what you did to solve the problem and what you use. Also, space to list the plants that you want to try in your garden this year. Lots of graph paper and plant labels included. Go to www.paulparent.com to see the Garden Journal. It will make a great present for your family, friends, birthdays, new homes, or even for yourself. Go to www.paulparent.com and check it out. The cost is $29.95, shipped to you or a friend. I will also autograph it if you want. That's www.paulparent.com, the Garden Journal. It will tell you about last year's problems and help you to prevent them before they begin this year.
My name is Don Wiskin, and at 42 years old, I suffered a massive heart attack and was told I'd be on disability for the rest of my life. What did I do? I created Extendivite, a garlic and cayenne mix of 7 herbs which rebuilt my heart and gave me back my life. For over 17 years now, I have made this formula available to you so you don't have to suffer the same thing I did. Clean your blocked arteries and strengthen your heart and boost your natural immune system. I'm 60 years old now and I still work every day. To get your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories.
But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey Guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey Guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey Guy.
Serious investors and traders want to make 81% return in 60 seconds? Use the same secret algorithm professional hedge fund managers use to make billions of dollars of profits. Turn $250 into $4,903 in just 7 clicks of a mouse. Our tool is so simple that my 82-year-old grandmother can use it to make insane stock market profits. Go to BigBuckRiches.com. Watch the free video before the hedge funds make us take it down. Go to BigBuckRiches.com. From the Robert Allen System, current returns not indicative of future results.
December 7th, 1941, a date which will live in infamy.
75 years ago, America suffered one of the worst moments in American history, the attack on Pearl Harbor. Now you can remember December 7th, 1941, with the purchase of the first ever 75th anniversary Pearl Harbor legal tender solid gold coin from the U.S. Money Reserve. Call 1-800-490-3200 right now for the official 75th anniversary Pearl Harbor legal tender gold coin from the U.S. Money Reserve, the only company authorized to distribute these 100% solid gold coins. Remember Pearl Harbor with this limited official gold release. 1-800-490-3200 or online at usmoneyreserve.com.
My dad was 59 when he collapsed from a heart attack late last year. Just this past August was when we spread his ashes on the St. Croix River. I loved my dad, but boy was he stubborn. He hadn't been to the doctor in over 25 years. His excuse? He simply couldn't afford it. He wasn't a rich man by any means. At less than $107 per month, LibertyOnCall.org would have been the perfect alternative for my father. Don't wait. Go to LibertyOnCall.org right now. For not just your sake, but for the sake of your loved ones. Again, that's LibertyOnCall.org.
Club. It's Sunday, and for some of you, you're getting a little bit of that white free fertilizer, so enjoy it. It's not going to last that long, and it's not going to hurt anything in your garden. So if you're worried about your tulips, daffodils, hyacinths, crocuses, whatever you have in your garden, it will not hurt it. So just relax and enjoy the day. Daniel, who's up next?
Next up, we've got Barry from Massachusetts, and he's got a question about his flowering cherry tree.
Barry, welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club.
Hi, Paul. This is Bernie from Methuen.
How are you?
Long-time listener, and I was wondering a couple of things. First off, I got a flowering cherry tree. It's like maybe 15 years old, and maybe a third of the branches last summer died off. I don't know if I should trim it or...
Well, whatever's dead is going to have to come out.
Okay.
Is it a double flowering variety, a Quanzon cherry, or a single flowering? Do they look like little mini carnations, or is it a flat open flower?
I'm not really sure which one it is.
Okay. Well, what I would do is definitely anything that's dead on it, just take your fingernail, scratch through the bark, If it's green, then some of that's going to come back. Cut it back till you hit green wood. Then I would get some plant tone fertilizer, and I would feed it. And you're going to use a pound per inch diameter of the tree trunk. And then if you checked for the possibility of holes being dug in the trunk of the plant. And if you see some holes, then buy tree and shrub. It's made by Bonide, and it's made by Bayer, who invented it. And you would mix it with water, pour it around the base of your tree. It will be absorbed, and anything that's living in that tree will be killed. And if you've got more than one and they're close by, I would do all of the cherry trees just in case you don't want it to go from one tree to the next to the next.
Mm-hmm. Excellent. Excellent. Okay, one more question.
Okay.
I got some asparagus. It's been there like 3-4 years. It's growing great, you know, and just grew from seed. And I got some of this fertilizer, a bag I got from the seed company. Do I just sprinkle it on top?
Yes. You would just, yep. And that's something that you can put on now, because asparagus is one of our early vegetables. So sprinkle it on according to the directions on the bag, and then with your fingertips, scratch it into the soil. Because some of the asparagus could be like within 1 inch of the ground, of the top of the ground. And if you use a steel rake or a hand cultivator, you could damage it. You know, we had 2 days this week where it was in the 70s and the ground's beginning to warm up. So you don't want to damage the new shoots coming up. You've waited a whole year to pick this fresh asparagus. So just broadcast it. Scratch it in with your fingertips, and then the rain will wash it in, and you'll be ready to go.
Because some of the sprouts, you know, I got some that are like 2 or 3 inches already, so.
Yeah, if they're up 2 or 3 inches, then you want to cultivate with your fingertips so okay. that you don't damage any of the shoots that are just below the surface.
Beautiful. Done deal. All right.
Okay.
Bye.
You have a wonderful weekend now.
You too. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. You're listening to the Paul Parent Garden Club, and we hope that you have a wonderful, wonderful day. And we have a big problem with fleas and ticks coming because of the warm winter. And if you have a big piece of property and you want it treated organically, call this number, 800-989-5444.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, but I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
You haven't experienced yogurt until you've tried Amasi, embodying health and flavor in a true whole milk, green-fed dairy beverage. Every sip pays homage to our old-world cows and the ancient culturing methods their milk benefits from. With over 30 probiotics, Amasi's undeniably nutritious, refined, cultured sensation bolsters your health and awakens your passion for dairy. Amasi's so good, and you need to try it. Contact your Youngevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to gcnteam.com.